Begin the current daven. Sect this brachas daf mem vav. We begin on Amud Beis. Taisa divrei maaschal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara v'hatoy v'hametiv. Taisa comes to explain regarding this bracha, the fourth bracha of brachas hamazon, hatoy v'hametiv. Why is it that it opens up with a baruch and does not end with a baruch? And also Taisa discusses the bracha of the haftira. The Braisa brought as our Taisa quotes the bracha of hatoy v'hametiv and brachas hamazon, which was instituted at a later point in time. There it opens up with a baruch. Now the Gemara makes an inference from there that obviously that's yeah, because it's its own bracha, which was into a later point in time, and therefore it's not hasmucha lechavert, and therefore it's going to open up with a baruch. But then as Taisa ben Taima, but if you're going to say v'amai pasach es b'baruch, but still, why does it open up with a baruch? V'halismucha lechavert tehi. In other words, as the Mefarshim explained, what Taisa's bother it is that yeah, you're right, it was rabbinic and it was into a later point in time, but ultimately it's being said right after the biblical brachas, right after Bayin Yerushalayim. So why is that not called brachas mucha lechavert? Says Taisa B'Yashlim, what you could say is because actually the Nisakna B'fnei Atzmai actually was originally instituted on its own. B'Shlul HaRugei Beitar, because of those who were killed in Beitar, that they didn't rot and they were be able to be buried. At that point, it was not Smuch L'Chavert. It was only subsequently that Chazal put it together with Berachas HaMazon, and therefore they didn't change the text of the Bracha that it shouldn't open with a Baruch. It continued being open with a Baruch even when they later put it together with the Berachas HaMazon. But then Toi says, tell me if you're going to say, Amai Ein L'Chei Semes B'Baruch. Okay, why doesn't it end with a Baruch? It's a pretty long Bracha. And any regular, normal, long Bracha opens and ends with a Baruch. Yishlem Toi says, what you could say is, Mishum, the reason is because, as brought in the Medrash, originally when the Chazal instituted the Bracha of Hatoyv HaMeitiv, it was a short text Bracha of Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hatoyv HaMeitiv. So therefore, since the Gtzarihi was actually a short Bracha, therefore, it didn't require bracha to end, like we say by Berchas HaPeiros and Berchas HaMitzvos, which are short brachas. Rak shetiknu la'achar kach, but Taisa brings it was only later instituted, shalosh malchias, v'shalosh gemulas, v'shalosh hatabis, that there should be three mentionings of kingship, three of kindness, and three of goodness, but that was only later on. That's why it's a long bracha, but originally it was short, and therefore it didn't end with a bar. Now Taisa explains, based on the principle that he's discussing regarding the bracha on the Haftarah, which we on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, after the Kriyas HaTorah, there's the Haftarah, to make the brachas of the HaTorah. Now, one of the brachas opens up with Tzurko Lailamim until Kol Devar of Emes V'Tzadik. Now, in the Machzorim afterwards, in the Sidurim, it would say, like as if it's a new bracha, it would start Neman Atu Hu Hashem Likenu B'Nemanim Devarecha. Now, the words B'Neman Atu, Atta was written large, like as if it's the beginning of a bracha. So therefore, it would appear like it's two different brachas, and not the conclusion of the first bracha. Now, additionally, the bracha of Beneman Atahu is not opening up with a baruch. So that's Taisa's bother, that if you're going to say that these are two brachas, then first of all, why don't you end with a baruch from the first bracha? And also, why is it that the second one does not open up with baruch? So that's what Taisa comes to explain. Beneman Atta, shal berchas avtaira, who min ha-bracha el-yayin, it's actually a continuation of the first bracha. Now, but so then Taisa addresses, l'kachu nichtav gadol, why is written with large letters, like as if it's a new bracha? That's for a different reason. Shabiyam harishayim, in the earlier days, ha-yirigilin lamed kol ha-kol, the whole assembly, the whole shul would stand up, v'leimen b'kol ram, and in loud voice they would say, neman ata v'chulu, kishayah tinnik, when the child, who those in the Tamurik Taiz, they would have the child say the Haftarah, Magiyash, and when you reach over there, that's what was written in large letters, but Taisa explains, to understand what it's printed in the Siddur, he says it's really the continuation of the Baruch beforehand, and therefore, you're not going to make a Baruch at the end of Emes V'Tzedek, because it actually continues over here with Benemanato. The only reason it's written with large, bold letters, that's simply to say, because that was the custom to have the whole Kila say it out loud. During the next Taisa, the Rimasal, Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Leheichonu Chayzer. Where does he go back to? Taisa gives three interpretations on what is this teaching of Leheichonu Chayzer going on. That is, the Gemara brings, where does he go back to? Rav Zvid in the name of Aya says he goes back to the beginning. The Rabbanan, they say, Lamakim Shapasek, to the place where he stopped. So Pirish Rashi explains, the Koi Leechad, the Pasek Lishnaim. What this is referring to is when there's three people who are eating together, two on the bench. One person is stopping for the two so that he could be part of the Zeman, and then he could subsequently go back to eating his food, that the halacha is umamtin lachem ad hazan, which is going like Rav Sheshes, that he has to wait until they get up to hazan esakayl, and then he could continue eating his meal. Now, that is what the question of Agamo is now going on, the heichin chayzer. Now, so where does he go back to when he finally decides to bench himself, where he continues eating after them? So the first opinion says, meaning la'achar sudasa, meaning after he finishes his meal. So we have one interpretation of Rav Zvid that says you go back to the beginning. Rabban Ami, they say, l'makom shepasek. You go back to the place where they stopped. In other words, where, as we said, we're going in Rav Sheshet's opinion that says the Birchas Hazimun goes all the way, and this is according to Rashi's Lashitasa, where we have a few of them in this daf. Rashi says that it means that the Birchas Hazimun goes up until Noid L'cha, and that's where he stopped when he had to listen with the original ones. That's where the Bracha Zimun ends, and therefore, the individual, his Birchas Hamazon starts from Noid L'cha. So the Gemara says Allah is lamakim shapasak. That's actually where when he's going to start benching now, he's going to go to the place where they stopped, which was after Azan Sakal. He's going to stop by Noid L'cha. Says Tais B'Tem, it's a wonder. Dimkain, if that's the case, heche hilchasa lamakim shapasak. How could it be that Allah is telling us that the person who answered for the other two, and when he's finally deciding to bench himself, he's going to go to the place where they stopped. If he continued eating afterwards, pshita de yachza fil hazan, which is again tasteless l'shitasa according to his opinion, not like Rashi, where of course he has to go back to the first bracha of benching. The hazan derais is biblical, and he didn't yet say the bracha of hazan sakol on what he ate after he heard them say and was yotze with them the first bracha with zimun, but he continued eating, and that eating requires a bracha of hazan sakol. So Akin Tzachlem, the Tesis says that a different interpretation. The Koya Hodam Min Le'el is going back on something totally different. What was said earlier, that it says, when we talk about the Mezamen, it says that the one who's leading the benching, he says, let us bench, let us bless Shachan Mishalei for the one that we eat from his food. Everyone else who's reclining there, they answer, Baruch Shachan Mishalei B'tabarichinu. Blessed is the one who we eat from his food, and with his goodness we live. And that's what the Gemara's question is. Leheichenu chayzer, meaning hamavarech, the one who's leading the benching. La'achar shayana mesubin, after everyone else responded to him. Baruch shechanu mishalai v'tavai chayinu. Where does he go back now? He's going to repeat something. He gets the last word in, the one who's benching. What does he say now when he's repeating? One opinion said, chayzer l'roish. Meaning, shamavarech chayzer v'aymer, that the one who's benching, he goes back and he says what he said in the beginning. Let us bench Hashem, but we ate it in food and we're living with his goodness. That's what it means. Go back to the beginning, to the first thing he opened up with. The Rabbanah, they say, no, l'makom shepasak, meaning from where he left off, where everyone else responded, he says what they said, he says, baruch shechal mishalai, and says, Taisis, which is what the Gemara is saying, v'chein hilchas, and that's what the halacha is like, Rabbanan, that the mezamen, he says, not nevarech, what he said in the beginning, but rather, baruch shechal mishalai, where he left off. That's a second interpretation. Brings Taisis of Aram, me'ayver appears, she gives a third interpretation. What's this Lehechenu Chayzer going on? The Koy Ashleisha Sha'achlu. It's going on a different halacha we mentioned in the previous daf regarding three people that eating together. B'yatza Echad Mem L'shok, and we said one of them went out to the marketplace, went out to the street. In other words, he finished eating, but he didn't bench yet. So the halacha was said that Koyim Le Mezamnalab. They call out to him, although he's already down the block, and they, as long as he answers, so then they could bench Zeman with him responding. Now, says Taisis, well, El Nami. So too, this interpretation of the Rama Avra has another ramification, not just for our Gemara of Lehechon Chayzer, but also what we said on Noman Aleph regarding the Machlikas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, that Hachi Perushai. That's the interpretation of their Machlikas too, and it says, Ad Hechon Makim Zimun. Okay, up until where is the place of Zimun? He says, you know what this is referring to? Not like Rashi, not like Taisis. Shad Sarchel Hu Lo'isei Echad. It means that same case from the previous daf, that they needed that third one, the Kari Leva Ani, that he responds back. Where? How long does he have to stay? He's already running out the street and they stopped. And wait, we're benching Zimun. Until where is the Makim Zimun that he needs to stay and listen and respond? That's what one opinion says. That's Rav Nachman Ad Nevarach. Only Tala'uv for the preferatory remarks of Rabbi Yisrael mentioned. After that point, he could continue going on his way. And the others don't need him to be combined anymore. With the contract of Sheshes, if he has to go, no, he has to wait until they finish Hazan es Hakol. So, in that same case, V'hochabay, and here also, that's the question, La'isim and Ashok, that person who went to the marketplace, where he left, but they had to make him wait, because they wanted to do Zim with him. Now, when he finally comes back, and he wants to bench Birch Zamazin, the question is, La'ichan hu chayzer, where does he go back and make the Birch Zamazin? So according to Rav Zvid, he goes back, Lamakim, and this is again the same case, Lamakim Shapasak, to the place where he stopped, meaning The Hainu Lamar, which that's going according to Rav Sheshes, Mehazon ve'elech, from after Hazan Nesakoil. Because he already listened to them with the obligation of, because he had to wait for them till Hazan Nesakoil. So therefore, when he's finally going to come back from wherever he ran to, he could start from Neidlecha. Whereas the Lamar, according to Rav Nachman, that he held, no, the Birch HaZim is only till Nevarach, and therefore, after that, he was able to run away, and he doesn't have to wait for the whole for his Bracha. So when he wants to go on bench, he goes back from Nevarach, and he goes back from Nevarach. In other words, from there, from the first Bracha, he has not yet fulfilled his obligation. Now says Taisus, this third interpretation, the Hash Tanicha, now makes sense, the Loi Kasha, that it's not difficult. The Rav Zvid said that you go, which was the difficulty we really had, this is similar to Rashi's interpretation, we had a difficulty. He says you start over from Malkim Shabbasak, which according to Rav Sheshes, that's Mehazan, that's after Hazan Sakal, our difficulty was, wait a second, you continued eating, and that's why Tais didn't like Rashi's interpretation, but says Tais, according to Rav Me'evra, Shahre Loi, and the gear says, Sod, main time, no, he didn't eat in between. So he has fulfilled his obligation with the first bracha that he listened to them, because again, he couldn't run yet, according to Rav Sheshes, until he heard till Hazan Sakal. And therefore, he does not have to repeat it now when he goes and he finally comes back himself and he benches. So, Taisus told us three interpretations. According to Rashi, this statement of Lahech Nochezer, we just go back to, is going on one person that was eating with two people that they wanted to bench, and he answered with them, and he has to wait until, according to Rav Sheshes, until after Hazan Nesakel. So, when he finally goes back to eat, the Gemara concludes that he goes back Lamakim Shepasak, which is, yeah, he starts on Neidlecha. On that, Taisa asked, but he continued eating. If that's the case, then for sure he has to say about Bracha Abazan, which again, Taisa Lashitasa holds, that's biblical. So therefore, Taisa explains a different interpretation. It's going on what was said regarding the Mezamin, the one who's benching, that he opens up in the Baruch Shechan Mishaloi, and everyone answers Baruch Shechan Mishaloi, the Baruch Hayinu. On that, is the Gemara is saying, Lehechen Hu Chayzer, meaning the Mevarech, the Mezamin, where does he go back to? The Rabbanan say he goes back Lamakim Shapasik, meaning where they left off, Baruch Shechan Mishaloi. He says that, and that's actually the Allah, like the Rabbanan, that the Mezamin says Baruch Shechan Mishaloi. But then Taisa brings a third interpretation from the Rav Me'evra, that he says, going on the case of when the three people eating and one person went out to the street, that they call out to him and he has to wait and answer for their zimun. Similarly, he says that that's actually the same achlikas of Nachman Rav Sheshes, when it says, Ahechen Mukam Zimun, means to say that an individual has to wait in the street for the brachas of zimun. The Kodra of Nachman is only for Nevarach. The Kodra of Sheshes, he has to wait, and that's like the halacha, until after Hazan Sakal. That's the Gemara's question over here, the one who went to the street. When he finally comes back and he decides to bench, according to Rav Zvid, he goes Lamakim Shepasek, means to say, according to Rav Sheshes, since the Bracha Zimun goes until Hazan Es HaKol, which is where he had to wait for when he was in the street, so therefore, now when since he didn't eat anything in between, he starts from Neidlecha, whereas according to Rav Nachman, no, you would go back to Nevarach, because he has not fulfilled his obligation, because he left after Nevarach, before the first Bracha, Berachas HaMazon, therefore he would have to say that now when he finally goes to bench. Here in the next Taiz of Maschal, Taiz begins with the words of the Gemara, Mazutra Ikle Beravashi, went to the house of Ravashi, and Isra Be'milson, something happened to Ravashi, as the Mefarshim explained, he lost a son. Which Taiz explains that this is actually the Halach Lamaisa, regarding as the Gemara brings, if someone's a mourner, so the Bracha Bateva Meitiv, we add on to the text in the Berachas HaMazon, Taiz says, V'kabasei Kaimel, and that's actually as we rule. V'hachim Mevarka, and this is actually the Bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, blessed you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Hokel HaTov HaMeitiv, the good God and that does good, Kel Emes, a true God, Dain Emes, the true judge, Shefet B'Tzedek, he judges with righteousness, V'Kech B'Mishpat, he takes with justice, V'Shal B'Maisav, he rules in his handiwork, V'Anachnu Avodah V'Amai, we're his servants and we're his people, U'V'Chol Anachna Chayav M'Lohitzloi L'Baruch, and regarding everything, we have to give thanks to him and we have to bless him, Goy De Pritzis B'Yisrael, that he mends the breaches in the Jewish people, Hu Yigder Pritzis Ois Meleinu, he will mend this breach that's upon us, U'Me'alo Avol Shepetecheinu, and then the mourner that's inside of us, that's amongst us, L'Chaim L'Shalem, for life and for peace. And then he continues, which that's the end of the Bracha V'Toi B'Meitim, and he continues, Harachman, Yimlech Lein Lamed, B'Gam, etc., which are all the Harachmans. Now, Upirish Bahag, but the Baal Halacha is Gedolos, he explains, the Ein Loyma, that actually one should not say in this text that God takes B'Mishpat with judgment, which that from this text it sounds like that whoever dies with judgment, because the Kaimulam Beperek Behema Yaitza, we have a Gemara elsewhere, that brings the Yesh Misa B'Lechet, that actually one could die without sin, the Yesh Yisrun B'Lechet, and the person could get affliction without sin. So therefore, it wouldn't be appropriate to say that necessarily the person who died was Lekech B'Mishpat, but Omiyu, however, Taisa says, B'Kach Ein L'Mochke. For that itself, one should not delete this text from the Nusach, because even though a person could die without sin, there's still a reason for it, as is all the ways of God, and therefore it's all b'mishpat, and therefore one could still have that girs of lekeach b'mishpat. Turn to the next Teis de Menascha. Teis begins with the words of the Gemara, b'zman she'ein shtei mites. When there's two couches, meaning two people are reclining at a meal, so God l'meisa b'reish, the greater one, he reclines first, and she'ein yilei l'mal amenu, and the one who's second him, he reclines above him. Teis explains, what does it mean, l'mal amenu, l'mate amenu? That is, the Gemara brought that the Resh Galusa told Rav Sheshes, the way the Persians would eat their meal, when there's two people reclining, so like we said, God l'meisa b'reish, and she'ein yilei l'mal amenu. Teis explains, what does it mean, she'ein yilei l'mal amenu? D'hainu klapei reishei. It means opposite the head of the greater one, meaning shemesiv, that the greater one reclines alamita derech smol, which as there was their custom, he would lean on his couch on the left side, and the one second him would be on his left, higher up. Ulamata, and when we said, let's say when there was three people, when we say that there was someone beneath him, that's mikri derech magolaisiv. That means from the feet of the greater one. Dainu mimina, that's on his right side. Now we could understand, explains Taisa Bazim Adaktik Rav Sheshes. Therefore, that's what Rav Sheshes was being particular, and he was saying, Di'im Kain, if it's like the Persians do, that the one who is secondary is to the left of the greater one, higher up, by God Litrutzi Kibeshute, then the greater one's going to have to straighten himself out, Kishamadabe Mashaini, when he talks with this one who's second to him, Kimin Shasheini Lamalem, and since the second one is above him, so he can't talk to him when he was reclining on his left side, because the one second to him is not going to hear him, because when he's reclining, his head is actually, his back of his head is to his left side. So his face is actually facing to the right side, and the one who's second to him is on his left side. And so too, l'kama b'masniti garsina, so too when he ultimately brings a braisa, that's the text that God l'meisa b'reish, we say that the greater one, he reclines first. Hasheni l'mata himenu, the secondary is lower than him, b'zehu, that means kalapim margolaisav, by his feet, but whom he mean to the right of us, and therefore that's what Rav Sheshes was saying. When the greater one wants to talk, loy mistritz v'yosef kibay l'shtui b'hadishen, he's not going to have to straighten himself out when he's going to want to talk with the one second to him. Rather, he's just going to be able to talk to him when he's laying, and the second one will hear him, because actually, when he's leaning on his left side, his face is facing towards the right, which actually towards that one which is lower down to him, and not backwards. And therefore, that's why he said that makes more sense the way the Yisraelim do it, as is brought in the Braisa. Then the next Taisiv Maschot, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Im Mechabdim V'chulu, we do not honor, etc., which Taisiv comes to explain, when do we honor someone on the roads and when do we not? That is because the Gemara brings a Braisa that you don't honor someone else on the roads. When you're going the road, the one who's lesser of stature doesn't have to honor that he should go first. Now on that, Bim Taimatei says, and if one's going to say, Taisiv asks to take a second look, because I mean B'Shabbos. We have a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Perek B'Meh Behema, and Daf Nafam Beis, that brings the following story. Levi and Rav Huna bar Chiya have a Ka'azi Borcha, they were going on the road. Kadma Chamri de Rav Huna l'Chamri de Levi. So the donkey of Rav Huna went before the donkey of Levi against his will, unwillingly. Now, Bay Rav Huna l'Afuki midai to Levi v'chulu. So Rav Huna wanted to preclude Levi from thinking that he wanted to appease him, that he should know he didn't do it intentionally. It's rather that his donkey just went before on its own. He didn't want Levi to be disconcerted about that. But says Taisa, Amma, one thing we see from that Gemara with it, Rav Huna was concerned that Levi should not be particular, that obviously because Mechabim Medrachim, that you're supposed to honor someone in the roads, and your car, your donkey should not go before the other ones. So doesn't that contradict our Gemara and its Braisa? Says Taisa, Vishlim, what you could say is it depends. Kishi Yatzul Derech Ke'echad, when they're going on the journey together, then Mechabim Medrachim, then you have to honor the other one to go even on the road first. And that was the story of Rav Huna and Levi, they were going together. Therefore, he wanted him not to be upset. But if everyone's just driving around on the streets, everyone's doing their own thing, they encounter each other, and they happen to be both going in the same way, that's where our Braisa is talking about, then we do not honor, and therefore it's not a contradiction in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos.